Well, Matt, my first question to you, you know, I was going back and I was rereading some of what you had said to me back when this whole thing first started. And you said your first priority, your first concern, your number one concern was making sure your employees were okay. So these last 15 months, what's that been like for you? What's the personnel situation been like since this shutdown?
Well, the majority of our employees are still with us. There's turnover in restaurants, but our key employees, all of us are still here, and the full-time people. And as for the part-time, a good handful of them are still with us. We've actually been fortunate enough to open a new restaurant over in East Peoria, and so we do have even more employees since COVID started.
I would imagine that opening up a new restaurant was not something that you just decided to do one day. I'm sure that that took a lot of planning. There was a lot of kind of sitting down and getting all the logistics worked out and whatnot. So that wasn't something that just happened spur of the moment. So what I guess I'm trying to say is I would imagine that you had those plans in place prior to COVID even. Did COVID have any effect? Did it take any toll on your ability to do that? Was there any delay? Were there any hurdles to clear that weren't there before COVID? Anything like that?
The East Peoria restaurant, actually, we did not have plans to open that pre-COVID. It's kind of an opportunity that fell into our lap. Our company that we lease from, Josephine Camper, they had a sign in the window over there in East Peoria. I really like dealing with Brad Joseph, and I called him, and he kind of made us an offer that we couldn't say no to over there in East Peoria. He really likes what we're doing here in Campus Town, and saw the vision that we had to bringing it over to that side of the river, and kind of made us a deal that we couldn't really say no to. So
in other words, you didn't just survive COVID; you thrived.
Yeah, we were able to open another restaurant. Don't get me wrong, when COVID hit, there were federal grants and low interest loans that basically every restaurant that made it through COVID got. You had to, like, food prices got so high that it would have basically put us out of business. And we're fortunate enough to get another round of funding that is going to hopefully be coming through soon. Through the federal government, and it couldn't come at a better time because right now prices are historically high. Our beef, chicken, our rib prices, they've never been this high before. And so these grants are something that's really just keeping us alive. As for East Peoria, you know, you say that, you know, we thrived. We were able to open that. It was a small investment. It really didn't take a whole lot of capital. It's a smaller place. It only has three tables. It's more designed for carry out and delivery. And so, we've made it work. We've got it open. We're doing really well over there. We're really happy to bring our food over to the Tazewell County side of the river.
Are there any things that COVID made you do in terms of policies, anything like that, or anything at all, really, that are going to stick around even post-COVID?
Well, I'm not really sure for us. I'm not sure if we're the best example. We are a very sanitary group. We've always kept a very clean kitchen. I've had other people in the industry ask if we have a professional cleaning crew. We've always been sanitary. Let me give you an example of how we know that we're doing a good job. The health department, when they, unfortunately, you know, COVID kind of shut it down, but the health department, when they get together and have their lunches, and there would be up to a dozen of them, they come in here and eat lunch, and it's great. It lets us know that we're really doing a good job when it comes to keeping things sanitary, because if there's anybody who knows where not to eat, it's the health department.
That is definitely a good point. So with Friday being the big reopening, with Friday being the day that everybody's been waiting for, restaurant business or not, everybody's been waiting for Friday, are you planning anything special?
Well, we are already having a big weekend. We've got a couple of weddings we're catering. We're hoping to pack this restaurant. We want people to get out there and enjoy themselves again. It's been a long year and a half, and it's time to get out there and get life back to normal again, if anybody remembers what that's like.
Sounds to me like you're pretty excited.
We're very excited. We miss a lot of our regular customers that did choose to not dine in. It's time to hopefully get this thing in the rearview mirror and get life back to normal again. It'd be great.
And it's time to get back into to eating out and making that a part of people's routine.
I hope so. It'd be great to see everybody.
All right, Matt. Well, I appreciate you taking a few minutes to talk with us, and congratulations on doing so well during these last 15 months.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much.